everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 8, Hearts Still Beating. This is our instant
heart
cast.
Still beating, people.
Hearts still beating, except for Spencer and Olivia.
Yeah.
And Fat Joey.
Man, yeah, you might as well say Eugene is gone also.
Eugene is gone. So, yeah, this is our instant cast. Gary, what did you think of this episode?
I thought it was a great episode. Our people are back. We're back. We're going to get our lives back. We're going to take out the saviors. And I love to see that Maggie is a living legend.
All right. Everyone's talking about Maggie. Hey, yeah. Maggie, you did this. Hey, Maggie, everybody talk. And then, what's his name? Jeffrey. I don't think his name is Jeffrey, but I said we were going to call him Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think his name is Jeffrey.
No, it's something else, but I swear.
Jeffrey.
Something. But remember when he was like to Maggie, he tried to threaten her. He tried to threaten her.
He tried to make it seem like it was nothing.
Right.
Like, yeah, people love you, but
Don't let it go to your head. Right. I love that. I love Michonne telling Rick, like, hey, I'm down, but I need you. I need us to be down. I need the both of us to be on the same page.
This episode shows what I've been saying, that Negan is doing too much. He has everybody under his spell, but he's going too far.
Right.
Like, he needs to go to his point and stop.
He did too much.
But he's doing too much. Like, he's going over his point. He's stepping over his boundaries. And that's what makes people angry.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the fear out of people. And we're like, nah, you got to go.
Now, since it is our instant cast, we're going to be all over the place as far as our thoughts. And right now, I can only think about Spencer and how he died because you called it while we were watching.
I knew when Spencer was getting dressed all prettied up. I knew he was going to die pretty.
Okay.
Man, when somebody get dressed during the zombie apocalypse, watch their face. Like, why are you watching your face in the zombie apocalypse?
Right. He was talking too much.
Right. Well, first we see Negan. He gets cleaned up in Alexandria. You know, he gets his perfect shave on. Which, yo, man, stop shaving. Yo, keep the beards.
Yeah, definitely keep the beard, Negan.
The beards, yo, we're sexy with the beards.
Mm-hmm.
After a certain age, you need to just stop shaving. You can't get the clean face while you're old. You just like an old man.
Yeah.
At least with a beard, you're like an old sexy man. I don't know. But anyway, we see Negan, he's getting ready. But when I saw Spencer getting clean shaved, him putting on his cleaning outfit, I knew he was about to die. Because one thing everybody hates is a snitch.
Is a snitch. A traitor.
A traitor. Period. I mean, if you're going to trade on the people you've been with, the people that's been keeping you safe, what makes me think you're not going to trade on me?
Right.
And Negan called it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, first, Gary called it. I want everybody to remember that.
Gary did call it.
Yeah, I called it as soon as I saw him get ready. But second person who called it was Negan.
Right. I like that. I do feel bad for Olivia. Like, she was just standing there minding her own business on the porch. I don't know if that was just too on the nose or whatever, because the lady, like, she just, it's like she didn't even look. She, like, just turned around and then just, like, pointed her gun. It could have hit Carl.
It was kind of weird. You know, I guess it was Olivia time, but that was just a weird scene.
Right.
Because first of all, I'm thinking, why isn't Olivia out there watching?
Right, as scared as she is, she wouldn't be in the house. And then where was baby Judith?
Because Olivia been on that crying stuff like Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both had the crybaby face this whole time. So why is she outside? Where's Judith? But anyway, somebody had to go. And nobody predicted Olivia.
No, I don't even think Olivia.
She wasn't on nobody's radar.
She was on anybody's radar. Spencer, I think, was on our radar. Aaron, right. Damn near was on our radar. I'm surprised he's still living.
Yeah, Aaron was on our radar.
The ass whipping they gave him was crazy ridiculous. It was like, why? Like, why did you guys beat him up?
Yeah, I mean, why did Aaron leave a letter in there?
But then why did Aaron leave that note? Like, he saw the note. It's not like he didn't see the note and didn't know it was there. You read the note. Why did you pack the note up? Like, if you saw the note, why didn't you crumble it up and like, okay, that's weird. Or whatever, you know?
I guess he wanted to read it later, but he should have put it in his pocket.
No, he showed it to Rick. It was like, come on.
Rick. Look at this. It's a threatening letter.
Right.
Let's go ahead and pack it with the rest of the stuff. I don't know.
We finally got to see Carol and Morgan again. That was cool.
That was cool. But, you know, I want to see Carol in action. Morgan's ready to go.
I'm kind of getting tired of Carol's attitude. This, I just want to be left alone. She's acting like nothing's going on around her. Like this guy, this kingdom guy, he's telling her, hey, we need to get back at Negan. We need to go ahead and fight together. She's like, oh, I don't want nothing to do with you guys. I just want to be left alone. Like, Carol, being left alone doesn't mean that the problem doesn't exist. It doesn't make everything go away. And I'm just tired of this nonchalant attitude that she has going on. I just don't get it, and I don't appreciate it at all. Especially with her fighting skills. Like, stop it.
But one thing I like that the guy, I can't remember his name, but King Ezekiel, right hand man, we told Morgan, like, when do you choose to fight and when you don't? Because Morgan was like, yeah, you know, I had to kill, I killed somebody because I had to. It was my life or their life. But he told Morgan, like, we need you to fight now.
It is always your life or someone's life.
Right. We need you to fight right now. So what makes you choosing to kill somebody because it's your life, or you choosing to kill somebody to protect us all? Because we're in that predicament right now. Negan is a loose cannon. He's going to kill somebody. I mean, one day it's not going to be enough. One day it might be too much. And what if he might just say, fuck it. Let me make an example. We've gone too long without deaths. It's time to make an example out of somebody to keep that fear pumping in them.
Right.
To let them know it's not all sweet. So I'm glad he said that to Morgan. He said, hey, so it's okay when you choose to. But guess what? It's time for you to choose to right now, because we're in that same predicament. It's either our life or their life right now.
My thing is, and maybe I just don't know that much yet still about Negan, but when he was saying the deal that Ezekiel made with Negan was to make sure that he never came inside the kingdom.
Right.
That just doesn't make sense, seeing that Negan, you know, or at least Negan's people go inside the hilltop all the time. Negan has several times now at this point, and his people have gone inside Alexandria.
Well, these are different situations, because when he was talking about King Ezekiel, they said they met Negan on the outside. Or his people on the outside.
Yeah, but that makes it seem like Negan is a reasonable person. Like, okay, sure, you want to meet us on the outside?
Well, he said that Negan knew the type of person Ezekiel was. And Ezekiel made a deal right off the back. And what I'm thinking he meant by that was, they knew that King Ezekiel was the truth. He wasn't playing, that it could all go down right here, or we could make this deal right here, and we go from there.
I don't know. Just part of it seems so weird that Negan was like, okay, sure, we'll go on your terms. We'll meet outside. Da, da, da. I don't have to ever come inside the kingdom and see exactly what everything you guys have. It doesn't seem weird.
I think the only people that seen Negan was the Alexandrians. And Negan showed up there because he had to make a point. When you meet up with some real fighters and you think people that's not going to back down from the get-go, like he said, that they saw the person that King Ezekiel was, and King Ezekiel chose to make that deal right off the back. When you see somebody off the back that you know that it's going to be a fight to the death, we can either make this deal and walk away, or we can not make this deal and we're going to fight right here, you're going to make that deal. The only reason that Negan is fucking with Rick so hard is because Rick did what he did, and you know Rick is not going to back down. He got to make it his point, make it his life work to break Rick. And as we see, Rick is not going to break. He kind of overstepped it, period.
I liked how Rick kind of looked over at Carl, or looked at Carl's direction when Negan was telling the events that took place that led him there. He's like, yeah, your son, he got in a truck, came to me, but he didn't say, or did he? We have to watch it again, but he didn't say your son got in a truck at Hilltop. So I don't know if he still clarified, hey, we know when your son got in that truck.
I don't think it matters.
But I loved how Rick looked over at Carl like, you did not do exactly what I told you not to do, which was sit at home.
Right. This is your doing. But as we talked about before, it wasn't Carl doing. It's not Rick's doing. What's going to be done is going to be done. Negan's trying to make a point, period. Everything that Negan does is because he has an excuse to do it, But he was going to do it anyway. Be like, okay, well, this is the time to do it. Carl came over here. I can use that as an excuse. But I was going to kill somebody anyway. Let's talk about Eugene. I know we are all over the place. But I want to go to Eugene stepping up and saying it was me with a crybaby face.
I don't know why he stepped up.
With
a
Jordan face.
I don't know why he stepped up, because who knows what could have happened to, what's the lady's name, Tara? You know, if he would have been like, oh, you lied to me. I don't know. I'm just overthinking it. But, you know, if he would have said, oh, you lied when Eugene said, hey, it was actually me.
Right.
But it goes back to what Eugene told Rosita last week. He's like, when she said, I'll pay the price. And he's like, it's not going to be you that pays the price. So Rosita yelling, no, take me, take me. It's like, bitch, it's too late for all that. You already know how Negan operates. You were there when Daryl punched Negan, but it's not Daryl Daryl did get taken, but still, it was who paid the price? Glenn.
Right.
So you already know how Negan works. Why would you, and then how did you fuck up? And then why would you even take the chance with that one bullet? Like, who had one bullet?
No, how did that bat
the bat get in the way? Yeah.
Why didn't it go through the bat?
Yeah.
But you know, we call bullshit on a lot of things from that scene.
Yeah, because how did Negan look at the bullet and be like, this is homemade? Like, bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Like, come on, man. Yeah,
all bullets are homemade.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yo, what bullet don't get made in a factory? Different bullets get made in different factories, and all of them are different. So how you look at one and say, nah, this was made in a factory? But no, this is homemade.
Right. I'm going to do some research before we do our full recap, and I'm going to confirm if there is any way possible
for I'm calling bullshit.
A gun, you know, maybe like a gun enthusiast to be like, yeah, this is homemade, and this is like, you know, made in a factory. But I just call bullshit that he was able to pick up that shell, look at it, and be like, yeah, this was homemade. Like, come on. It's just bullshit either way.
Like, what is Negan? You know, we thought he was a psychiatrist. Now, was he in the military? Was he a gun maker? Was he a bullet maker? Is Negan just a damn genius? What is Negan?
Yeah, we definitely need some backstory on him.
We need a backstory. I might go to the comic books. I gotta know what this guy's
right,
about.
Right. But poor Eugene. Eugene looked like he couldn't get any more scareder. I'm surprised he had the guts to actually speak up, because he looked too scared to even talk. Really?
He did. He been looking scared for a while now.
He really is scared since like season 5.
I'm just hoping they take him out of his misery.
Yeah.
I can't picture walking around so sad all the time. So scared.
Sad and scared the whole damn time?
I mean, just kill me.
Yeah. Like, that's not life. that's not life at all.
Period. Just kill me. Why am I just scared all the time? I can't walk around. I can't live my life like this.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, this dude wake up, he watched the gate, scared.
Scared. How you watching the gate scared? I wouldn't want him at my gate. He too scared.
I wonder how he sleep. Is he up all night?
I don't know.
Every time we see him, he has a crybaby face. He is scared.
I love how it showed every time it showed baby Judith. She was like sleeping literally like a baby. Like, you know, no worries. I love that. I mean, it's just something small, but I just like seeing her, like, with her little pacifier in her mouth, and she's just, like, sleeping. She doesn't know anything, all the horror that's going around her, and she's just peaceful and just happy. And I will say, though, like, I'm surprised Negan didn't take Carl with him, because remember he told Carl, I can't let you go because you know where we live. But then he lets Carl go, even though knows where he lives.
I can't let you go, but hey, I got a bullet maker now.
Yeah, like, okay.
Get the fuck out of here, Carl. You know more used to me. I don't know. That's crazy.
Are we going to say RIP to Fat Joey?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well say RIP to Fat Joey. Fat Joey served Negan well. Although he was a scared bastard.
Not as scared as Eugene.
Huh?
He wasn't as scared as Eugene,
but once Daryl got loose, he was like, nah, just take. But this let us know. No, not only this, every scene with Negan people, like the Lady Michonne had, Fat Joey, it lets you know that these people are scared shitless of Negan. they don't care what happens to Negan. It seems like they're trying to protect you more than anything.
Right.
Fat Joey told Daryl, hey, just go. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to try to stop you. Go. The lady that Michonne had at knife point, she was like, hey, there's a silencer in the glove department. She was like, kill me.
But see, the thing with the lady, the thing with the lady is, if she knew she was about to die, why not just snitch on Negan? Why not tell everything?
She did. She pointed it out. She said, hey, everything down there is Negan. She took Michonne to the point and said, this is what this is. Now kill me.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking of smaller details. We got like 5 on guards at any time.
She don't know Michonne like that. You know, like Michonne's her girlfriend. Like, they just go out and just chill, buy handbags together. They don't know each other like that. She told Michonne what she needed to tell Michonne. She showed Michonne what she needed to show her. We're straight down that hill. Everything you see right there is Negan. I don't want to go back with you. I don't want to go back there. Kill me. And that's your information. You do what you have to do from here.
Now, I am glad that they addressed what we kind of said last week with Michonne asking her, why were you by yourself? Which we did ask, like, what was that lady doing by her? You have all these people in the Negan camp. Why are you ever rolling anywhere by yourself? And I don't know if that was their way of just asking it and not giving a full answer, but they did at least ask that question.
Right. What'd she say?
The girl wasn't answering anything. She didn't say nothing.
I guess Michonne had asked that because we were all asking that.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit. Why is she by herself? They didn't think of it until the next week's episode.
They still didn't think about it. Let's have her not say nothing.
Yeah. Okay, I will say, why was Rosita looking so mad and sad when Spencer died? It was like, you was just, you know, giving the cold turkey or whatever 5 minutes before.
No, I thought it was her cutty buddy.
That what? Remember, he said you started it, but then you stopped it. And then remember, he was talking about, let's have dinner tonight, just dinner. And she agreed, but it was like, I don't know. Part of me was like, why do you care? Obviously, he was about to betray. I mean, not care.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't want to be too explicit, but, well, I'm going to stop. No, I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
I mean, Spencer was her dildo.
I mean, she told him that. She said, you look good.
Spencer was the person giving it to her at that point. So it's a sad moment when somebody steals your dildo. When somebody throw it away, you look through your drawer like, oh shit, it's gone.
First Abraham, now Spencer. No, she's probably gonna hook up with who did I feel she was? Oh, Pastor Gabriel.
I think she had the hookup game now.
Pastor Gabriel.
I think the game is over. I think she's out of the hookup game
for her and Sasha. It's like at this point they can't hook up with anybody.
I think they're out of the game now.
Because once you have two boyfriends in the apocalypse, have more.
They gotta kill Negan. In order for it's okay to hook up with anybody again.
Yeah, you can't really hook up until at this point.
They're out of the game.
Okay.
You know, they just gotta chill, write out plans, you know, see what's going on next. But they can't hook up with anybody.
Okay.
I mean, this is going to be a dry second half. They can't hook up with nobody. Rick and Michonne can't hook up because they got planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Gabriel, he a pastor. He don't need to be hooking up with nobody.
Pastors can hook up with people.
No, this is going to be a dry second half, people. Get ready for it. It's all going to be a planning. You're not going to see any hooking up, no kissing, no romance. The second half is going to be dry.
I kind of want to see Jesus hook up with someone.
No, did you not hear me? It's going to be dry.
Okay, I do kind of call bullshit on Jesus still being at Negan's place. We saw him on the truck doing some ninja moves. No one else saw him. That was weird. But then he disappears, and we assume that he, like, jumped in the truck. But obviously he did not, because he was still at Negan's place. Like, why were you still at Negan's place? When he saw Daryl, he's like, hey, Daryl. I'm sorry. I call bullshit. Like, what were you doing there, Jesus?
Maybe he flipped off the truck when they got a little down the road and said, yo, let me go find Daryl. I don't know. I mean, they had to bring Daryl back. They needed a reason. So why not Jesus? <I'm> sorry.
Did Jesus know that Daryl was there? I mean, I guess him and Carl could have talked while they were in the truck together.
Man, I can't believe that's what Jesus knows. I can't believe you went there. You heathen. But before we go, the funniest part about this show was Negan calling Spencer orphan.
he did. No, I'll tell you what's funnier. When he told Rick that he had to kill his people, like when he ran down who he had to kill.
Oh, yeah, he ran out of list, didn't he?
And when he mentioned Olivia, he said something funny. I can't really think of it right now.
He was like, you know, you're lucky for that because the food or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He said something funny along those lines.
That's crazy, man. He an asshole.
He is.
But, yeah, that's all we got.
We will be back Wednesday with our full recap. We'll watch the episode again and discuss it in full length. It is the mid-season finale, so it doesn't come back on until February, I believe.
February something.
Talking Dead is actually releasing that date. If you're watching Talking Dead, they'll release
it.
So pretty much you'll be on the internet within the next 10 minutes.
Right. But to be a part of the podcast, please hit us up on dead@theverdictsin.com.
Or on Twitter @theverdictsin. Or Facebook.com/TheVerdictsIn, and we will discuss your feedback on the podcast.
Or check out TheVerdictsIn.com.
Yep, TheVerdictsIn.com has all of our podcasts on there, from Walking Dead to Game of Thrones, which is our very first podcast.
Aww. Right.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary. Good night.